This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A mini Armageddon in California. Fires, floods, earthquakes, Palm Springs practically submerged. Rain records smashing all kinds of minds, really, because people never thought they would get that much rain. We're going to talk about that. Also, a lot of interesting Gallup polls are out. 73% of Republicans say Trump should debate. The debate is coming up on Wednesday, the first one for the Republicans. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you had a fabulous weekend as we are getting closer to September. Can you believe it? You can tell because there are scores of those yellow school buses that are zooming by neighborhoods in the morning and late in the afternoon. And still there are some kids who haven't gone back to school yet. And speaking of going back to school, wow, Maui so affected by what happened with those horrible fires. We're now over 111 people have been found dead and still 800 plus listed as missing. There were schools that were closed that put many of these kids in a position where they had to go to a new school. And so there's a lot of scrambling that's gone on in West Maui and some other places to accommodate what now has changed. And there are still, sadly, many of that 800 that are missing are children. A big chunk of them are believed to be children. As for California, wow. So as soon as some of the rain started to really come down, there was an earthquake just over 5 on the Richter scale, 5.1 on the Richter scale to be exact. So there were some cameras that caught bottles flying off of shelves, that kind of thing, especially in that Ventura, Southern California area. But it was Sunday afternoon that the tropical storm Hillary made landfall in the northern Baja California Peninsula. There it smashed in at about 60 mile per hour winds and then started to shoot up the coastal cities of Southern California and then pushed a little bit inland too. So you had parts that were swamped in the desert in knee deep flood waters. So it had been downgraded from a hurricane, but still people were told not to underestimate the damage it could bring, and it did do that. There were mudslides. There were roads that fell apart. There were roads that were flooded and blocked off. It was the worst and first tropical storm to hit Southern California in 84 years. Death Valley National Park had a shutdown, flooded. The Navy pulled its ships out of San Diego Harbor. That never happens. Public schools in L.A. and San Diego closed on Monday. Yeah, that bad. And, of course, it was all about trying to help people, and the Highway Patrol was out. They had almost 4,000 Highway Patrol officers, 2,000 Caltrain workers to help some of those local communities, especially for swift water rescue, because they needed some teams in some high-risk areas. Just warning and warning people before it hit that this is unusual weather. This is going to be really, really bad. And there, of course, were people that took cover the best they could, but they couldn't completely stay out of harm's way. And like I said, in the middle of this, you had that 5.1 magnitude earthquake that rattled the Ventura County community of Ojai, which is a beautiful area right there in Southern California. No significant damage. There were two other events that happened, too. So quickly, the hashtag took off, Hurricane. So, just warning people, it is terrible. Palm Springs. We have broadcast this show from Palm Springs in studios and in hotels and in some other areas over the last 15 years. There was no way in or no way out of Palm Springs, just completely cut off because of the water. Coachella Valley saw widespread flooding, a year's worth of rain across 3 days. You had cars trapped in flooded waters, backyard swimming pools spilled over. Of course, the city declared a state of emergency. There were critical roadways shut down, cutting off the city from the rest of the state. The storm passed about 25 to 35 miles south-southwest of the city of Palm Springs about 5 p.m. on Sunday. But the rain and the wind had come ahead of the storm on Saturday and continued into Monday. Interstate 10 was closed in both directions and flooding just all over the place. I mean, I was just seeing signs, we're all stuck. I mean, that's what it said. The mayor, Mayor Grace Garner, said the same thing. We're stuck. Right now we have flooding on all of our roads because I-10 is the major area. It was closed in both directions. It was an extreme situation. 911 lines down. They were telling people that if you needed 911, you could text 911 in the city of Palm Springs and they could call a non-emergency number because it was so jammed up. It was that bad, right? So let me just give you an idea of what it was like. The Palm Springs Airport had 3.23 inches across 3 days. By comparison, the gauge monitored by the Weather Service records 4.61 inches of rain on average annually. Wow. So, you know, the landscape doesn't really absorb rainfall. It's a high-risk area for flooding. The deserts are strange because, look, they're dry, so the soils don't absorb the water as easily. And also the infrastructure, where there's not a lot of storm drains that go through the streets. So then, of course, the heavy rain would cause the flooding because there's no place for it to go. And over a 60-minute period, any time in the history of Palm Springs, the most significant rainfall that they have had. Dodger Stadium, the viral images of Dodger Stadium, the parking lot's completely flooded. I mean, just absolutely awful. It's awful. There was some damage even to parts of the field. The Dodgers did, they're on a crazy win streak, they did say the stadium is open for business as usual, but they didn't really see, when they first put that out, they didn't really see just how bad the parking lots were. It was really strange. It looked like the stadium was surrounded by water, there was some weird moat. It almost looked like an optical illusion is what it looked like. Very, very, very strange. The San Diego Padres moved a Sunday game into a Saturday doubleheader because of the rain they knew they were getting, which San Diego did get. So a really, really rough time for the people there. And, of course, some of that flooding also happened in Nevada, in the Las Vegas area, and other places in the Southwest. That storm is moving on. It's not quite the storm it was when it hit SoCal over the weekend, but it is moving to other parts of the country. Hey, coming up this hour, your thoughts as we hit the mailbag. Plus, coming up next, the latest from Lahaina and what's going on there. The president and the first lady touching down to visit the people there and to look at some of the damage. What's up next? And the former president turning himself in over the Georgia indictment on Thursday in that election case.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Never a dull moment on this show. Hats off to Nate Reeder, who is our technical maestro. So, Maui, the wildfires, the devastation, the island, we've been talking a lot, obviously, about that. And a lot of you have poured some dollars and cents into efforts to try to help the people there. We know that that's money that's helped with the Red Cross and some other charities that have been set up and swooped in to do what they can right away. But it's still about picking up the pieces for the people there. Picking up the pieces in this case is there are no pieces left to pick up, and it's really, really been very tough, obviously. So the president visited, and so did the first lady. Lots of grief, lots of hugs. You could see that typically of touring just a little bit of the area. The questions that so many people have about the government response is, why wasn't it faster? Why wasn't the emergency cash assistance greater? What will rebuilding look like? Lots and lots of feedback. And the president said, you know, this is inspiring him to do more to help, to try to see whatever can be done that maybe isn't being done quickly enough, and getting to see it firsthand in person, having that experience. So, you know, disasters are the litmus test often of presidential leadership. We've seen this in a couple of different major disasters that we've had. So in this case, of course, he wasn't going to go right away because you needed as many people to not be in the way in Lahaina as far as getting as many identifications as possible, making sure people are out, embers are done, all of that, because a presidential visit, no matter what, is going to cause commotion with the kinds of things that you need to set up ahead of time. So he did face criticism, though, for waiting to visit Maui for almost 2 weeks after the fires. But like the White House said, and I do agree with this, it's necessary to avoid interfering with the search and rescue, especially in the situation that they were in. So will it make a difference for the people? Because when you're on the ground and you're asking those questions, that's what you want to see. Okay, now the president has been here. What does this mean when he goes back to Washington? I mean, you know, the emphasis is how quickly can things happen here? How quickly can we get what we need after looking at the aerial tour of the damage and walking through parts of Lahaina where there really are very few buildings that even remain? You know, one of the things he said is, with the courage of the Hawaiians, he said he knows that hollow feeling you have in your chest, like you're being sucked into a black hole, wondering, will I ever get by this? And that is exactly what people are saying. What can we do? How can we get further assistance faster? What can you do to help us? And of course, it is about the response. That's the shortcomings, though, specifically there in Maui. The wildfire response, really at the state and the local government level, there's still those question marks. The emergency administrator resigning, defending the government's decision not to alert the people to the wildfires through the use of sirens that they supposedly had one of the best systems in the country, out of the fear that residents would seek higher ground and run right into the flames, which personally I think is ridiculous, and so do other people, but that was the decision that was made. The Hawaiian governor acknowledged over the weekend as part of the Sunday Swirl, the political talking heads, that's what I call them, the tube, that it is typically used for tsunamis and hurricanes. And he said, historically, we haven't used those kinds of warnings for fires. But of course, it's unsatisfactory. So this is the thing, falling very short on what the answers are that they need, right? And there has been criticism of, could the federal government been more assertive right after the fires? But I don't think he would have been helpful. The president would have been helpful on the ground. Any president, I don't care who it was, it could have had the opposite effect, because you don't want to take resources away. You don't want to take personnel, vehicles, any of that kind of thing. You don't want to have that focus to try to keep the president safe and muck that up. Not, especially not on the island, not there, not in Lahaina where it is. Now, if you're curious about what happens, so FEMA, and I know this from having conversations with people that are working for FEMA, you know, they get there, they respond, but FEMA gives you a one-time payment of $700 per household to help survivors with immediate essentials, which would mean clothing and food and transportation. But in the case in Hawaii, they were complaining that you have households with multiple generations. And there were people that were saying, this is nice, but what are you supposed to do with that? Because we have three generations. So they move on. They're trying. They're learning. The people that responded and blew it, the temporary shelters, are they going to be permanent camps? What is that going to look like? What happens with the mortgage payments, all of that? This is all the stuff that will be separated and figured out in the next couple of weeks. And I'll tell you, there's people there in Maui that are saying, my God, that could have been us. That was just 15 miles down the road. That's the kind of conversations that are happening. All right, this is no longer down the road. The former president is turning himself in to Fulton County, meaning that, you know, this is that whole thing where for the indictment over the what happened in Georgia, the President Trump is going to turn himself in on Thursday. So there's a $200,000 bond that goes along with that. And it also means, you know, there's some restrictions with it, that which is pretty interesting. So that bond includes strict witness intimidation rules. There is a whole litany of things that would have to be agreed upon. Because remember, this is what happened with the Atlanta judge approving the $200,000 bond on Monday. Now, Trump and the other 18 are accused of illegally conspiring to try to overturn the 2020 election loss in Georgia. So the bond agreement, known as a consent bond, sets these strict rules. And one of them is he's not allowed to communicate with witnesses or co-defendants about the case except through his lawyers. He's barred from intimidating witnesses or co-defendants. He's forbidden from making any direct or indirect threats of any nature against the community or to any property in the community, posts on social media or reposts of posts on other social media. No act to intimidate any person known to him to be a co-defendant or witness in the case or to otherwise obstruct the administration of justice. Whew, I'm out of breath. But that's exactly what has to be agreed to for that bond. So he had to surrender to the Fulton County Jail by noon on Friday for processing, you know, the specifics of traveling to Atlanta, all of that is not out there, and then appear at an arraignment hearing in the coming weeks. He avoids the initial court appearance in the case, but then the other will happen. So he did post on his social media platform that he plans to travel to Atlanta on Thursday, and then the others, whenever they're going to show up, that is the other thing that will drip out there. I'm sure of it. Remember, the heavy thing here is the whole racketeering act. And he was charged last week with the 13 counts, including violating the state's racketeering act. I had a conversation with Martha Zoller today, who was a renowned talk show host, at one point worked for the governor, Brian Kemp, of Georgia, steeped in the politics there. And we're gonna talk on the show tomorrow about the things like when the case could come up, because it's that date of March of 2024, she says, will never happen based on what she knows with the Fulton County jail system, which is a nightmare, which is a mess, the court system and the jail. All right, stay with us. Your thoughts coming up next as we hit the mailbag.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. One California city has new daily summer rain records thanks to Tropical Storm Hillary. The storm system dumped over 3 inches of rain on the desert city of Palm Springs to break its record, while Los Angeles County had more than 7 inches fall. Meanwhile, San Bernardino County saw over 13 inches, and the mountains of Riverside County recorded nearly a foot of rain. The National Hurricane Center says a tropical system centered in the Gulf of Mexico is expected to bring rain and winds to South Texas.
That is forecast to be become tropical storm strength by the time it reaches the southern coast of Texas.
National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome says that storm could bring up to 6 inches of rain to parts of South Texas. The number of people missing in Lahaina is now believed to be closer to 850. That's according to a new FBI-vetted list. That number was recently believed to be as high as 2,000. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mel? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's do the mail.
All right, we're in the mailroom. Joe and Manny have something to say about Trump and what's going on in Atlanta. But before we go to them, I think David wants to say something about that, too, as well. He's listening in San Francisco. Let's hit the phones. Hey, David, how have you been?
Well, good, Kate. Yeah, just fine. Yeah, and with any luck, maybe we'll get a taste of rain. We haven't had the rain in a good couple of months. But we don't want a hurricane, thank you.
No, not like what they had happen in Southern California. It's a mess. I have a lot of friends down there, and they sent me pictures that were like hair-raising.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I heard about Death Valley getting just, what is it, the greatest amount of rain that they've ever had? Something
yep.
like that.
Yep, so, Palm Springs, too, yeah.
Sure, amazing. Hey, well, I caught a part of Rachel Maddow's show tonight, and she was talking about, I don't know if you mentioned it, but that the grand jurors, their names and addresses and photographs apparently have been given out onto one of Trump's websites, and so the death threats have gone through the roof, and death threats to the DAs, to the sheriff's department, to the all sorts of agencies. The courts have been getting crazy amounts of death threats. So you would think that if Trump was a really good president, he would do something to tone that down, you know, to tell his people, hey, this is not justice. I'm an innocent man. You don't need to be doing death threats on my behalf. But he hasn't done it yet. And so apparently the state of Georgia and the city of Atlanta are going to pay crazy amounts of prices to pay for protection for a guy who has basically no conscience. You know, I've said all along for 5-7 years that Donald Trump is organized crime. And apparently the FBI has known it for long before he ran for president. And when he was claiming that the FBI was tailing him as a candidate, that's far from the truth. They've been tailing him ever since he started hanging around with Roy Cohn. And so, yeah, it's a pretty urgent situation down there in Atlanta.
Yeah, I talked about that the other day. That happened at the tail end of last week, and how crazy it is to have that happen, because how can we have a justice system where people are afraid for their lives because they're on a grand jury and people don't like the result of what happened, and they decide somebody who's on the fringe to go after these people whose names and even some of their pictures that have been released, how crazy, scary, and dangerous that is. And he hasn't said anything yet. I agree with you. I think he should come out and say that, because there's no need for that. But that's that, again, that fringe element that goes way over the edge, and we can't have that happen. You can't be threatening jurors. And has that ever happened before in other cases? Yes. But in this case, and in any case, it should not be what should be considered to be tolerated, because you cannot let those people not be, thanks David, you cannot let those people not be protected. It's ridiculous and frightening, because again, we have a great system in place where we already have problems of people, some people who'd be great on juries or grand juries, not wanting to be picked because of other things that are going on in their lives. Well, now if they're afraid for their lives because they never know what the case is going to be, and then it turns out to be a high-profile case like this, yeah, you cannot think that that's acceptable. Absolutely. I agree 100%, and we did talk about that same thing. Absolutely. All right, speaking of Trump and the indictment, I got this from Joe, who says, Kate, you know, this whole thing with the courts spending the money and another indictment on Trump, I say just let the voters decide. Let the voters decide whether or not they think he should be in office. Let that just go, and then save the money for some of these indictments that probably don't go anywhere and cost court systems how much money. I think it's a question of let the American people decide. And then I got this one from that was Joe, right? And then I got this one from Manny, who said, Kate, it's just absolutely insane to me watching the circus that's unfolding with all these different indictments. I will tell you, I voted for Trump the first time around. I do not want to vote for him the second time. I didn't dislike everything that he did when he was in office, but it was such a spectacle and such a circus that we need to talk about the real issues. We need to talk about the economy. We need to talk about the border. We need to talk about what's happening in our communities, for goodness sake. And we don't have time for the Mickey Mouse show, and that's what this has all become, a major distraction. So I would say that about any president, where that's what it's become, and this is what now has happened to our political system, and it's a joke. It's ridiculous, for goodness sake. There is definitely the sideshow. There's no question about that. Absolutely. All right, so we move on to, I want to squeeze in some more. This one from Alec, who says, I don't know if you saw this or not, Kate, but there was a poll, because I know you like to watch what's going on with the polls, that think with this debate coming up, that Trump should be part of the debate, but he has said he's not going to debate and is doing an interview with Tucker Carlson instead. Do you think that's a smart move on the part of President Trump? I actually do think it's a smart move. Why do I think it's a smart move? Because if you look at the CBS poll that came out, he had crazy insane numbers. He's like 30 plus points ahead of anyone. I mean, the closest candidate on the Republican side to him is DeSantis, the governor of Florida. And those numbers aren't huge, overwhelming numbers. None of them. The numbers are so low for every one of the other candidates, no matter what the poll is. Why would you even go through that? How does that help him? So, no, I don't think so. And really what he would give is to whatever the media is, doesn't matter what media, they would all get a bump in the ratings. So, of course, they would want Trump to be there. But, yeah, I mean, would people tune in, more people tune into the debate? Probably. I still think some people will watch. But I think that, yeah, more people would tune into it. But he shouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. No. If I was his campaign person, why? What's the compelling reason to do it? In the past, I understand. But in this case, it doesn't do anything to help him. Absolutely not. All right, let's do another one here. How about this one from Mick? Kate, I haven't emailed the show in a long time, but rest assured I listen to the No Drone Zone. I love that when I can. And I wanted to ask about this huge lead that Trump has over everybody else. Do you think Ron DeSantis will pick up more steam? I actually kind of like some of what DeSantis was saying initially, but now I think he's kind of fallen off the rails. Do you think he'll pick up some steam when we get into the true primary seasons in 2024? Boy, it sure doesn't look that way with these surveys, does it, right? I mean, he's in second place, basically. So if I look at all the polls. I have all the polls. Of course I do. The Newsmax McLaughlin National Survey was another one that just came out. And Trump had 48%, right, that he was the choice. DeSantis, 19%. Everybody else, just like nothing. I just not polling anywhere near DeSantis even. And like Mike Pence, he gets like 2% in any of these polls. So I think it's unlikely that we're going to see some big, huge change. And for DeSantis, I don't know. I mean, what if you're working for any of these other people, what can they do to raise their profile? I mean, it's a shame that we're not having more conversations about the issues, but it's a popularity contest in the race for president. So I don't know if maybe some undecideds could be swayed, but it's just not looking that way at all. I got this one from Susan, who says, Kate, did you hear that story about the payout that Facebook is giving that people can claim their data was accessible to third parties without consent, and all you have to do if you had your information stolen, you fill out a form, and you get a share of this big payout, $725 million payout. I think it's going to end up being like $60 a person or so. I think anybody listening to your show should be smart, and they should apply for it, because I bet you they were compromised at some point. It seems like everybody's been compromised who's been on Facebook. Well, that's why that number is so high, right? And I don't know how many people have actually put in a claim, so there's probably going to be, I bet a lot of people haven't done that, so there is this pool of money. You just fill out the form, and maybe you'll get a check. Maybe it'll be for $60 or $10 or $30. I don't know, but there may be a good chance of that. Let's put it that way. All right, you can send me your thoughts, as you can see, on anything 24/7. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Coming up. Oh my, oh my. How hot is it? 80 million of you are very hot right now.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hip hop, do a titty drop. Don't stop, don't you ever stop.
And ends, and boy, we have a bunch of them to talk about, including prices at the pump. Yeah, that was another thing that people complained about a lot in recent emails, because you're starting to notice it. The national average for price a gallon of unleaded gasoline last week, $3.87, 31 cents higher than last month. You start to feel that big time, right? The price is still below the $3.93 we paid a year ago, can you believe it? But we're talking about the here and now. I live in the now. You live in the now, right? So that's no present. That's not a present for us. When you get close to that $4, that's the line. That's the tipping point for us. When we see that $4, that's when we're not happy. So the gas prices have shot up because of the rise in oil costs since June and a slowdown at the refineries with all this record heat that is just crushing parts of the country. You know, how many people are under these heat warnings? 80 million people is how many? 80 million people. And all you have to do is look at what the temperatures are. Let's say, for example, in Dallas. In Dallas, triple digits. At night, it's 99 degrees. At 11 o'clock at night, oh, that is awful. And then during the day, 107, 108. those are the kinds of temperatures that we're talking about. In Phoenix, we all know the record heat that they've had, and every once in a while they get a little bit of a break, but it still shoots right back up, and that's part of that 80 million. And then what do people do to combat that? Well, you know, try not to have to be outside during those peak hours. There are cooling centers that are set up. Try to be hydrated. It's the same things we've been talking about over and over again. But 80 million is a pretty big number. It has been a very, very hot summer, needless to say, for so many people in the Midwest, in the South, in the Southeast. I mean, even some of that spread to California at one point. Right now, they're still dealing with the cleanup from the rain, the tropical system that we started with, but in Southern California. But it's been a scorcher. There's just no question about it. And of course, also what happens is bills go up because people are messing with the thermostat. And then sometimes the messing with the thermostat, the fear, like in a place like Texas, is, oh, please, this grid is going to hold up because we don't want the grid to go down. All right, they call it COLA. Some of you probably get Social Security. So what is the cost of living? It dipped in 2024. In the past 2 years, those getting Social Security have seen large cost of living adjustments that can help. But now for retirees, it's a different scenario. So with inflation cooling down, the odds are that the rise won't be as dramatic next year. The cost of living adjustments probably somewhere in the 3% range, less than half of the COLA increase that anybody retired saw in 2023. Another estimate will be released September 13th. Could be higher or lower depending on new inflation data. That's how they look at it to try to figure it out. This year's COLA was 8.7%. That was the bump for Social Security benefits as well as supplemental security income benefits. That's the biggest increase, you ready for this, since the 80s, since 1981, when the inflation adjustment was 11.2%. 11.2%. So who knows? I bet it's going to be less than 3%, but I can't imagine it's going to be more than 3% if you look at the numbers, right? So it's all about what happens with the Bureau of Labor Statistics, their inflation data that they released. That's why that September 13th date is important, because you look at that and that's how the calculation goes. So there you go. Meanwhile, Bazooka's not worried about dollars and cents and percentages because they just sold for $700 million. You know Bazooka, the bubble gum. Did you ever chew a piece of Bazooka bubble gum? Oh, I'm sure. When I was a kid, we used to unwrap those comics all the time. So Bazooka was actually acquired back in 2007 when it was under the Topps Company, because they had those trading cards. The trading card arm was sold to Fanatics. And there were two groups that held onto the candy division, which was named Bazooka Candy Brands. And the Bazooka Candy Brands, which includes the gum and the candies and all that stuff, sold. The private equity firm Apax Partners are buying it from former Disney chief executive officer Michael Eisner's private investment firm. Must be nice to be rich. Bazooka. I think I'll take Bazooka. But you know what they make that's popular? They have like the ring pops, the baby bottle pop, juice drop. If you have kids, or if you've ever even been to a candy store, you have absolutely seen it. What's interesting to me is I like history. So the company developed Bazooka bubblegum after World War II. It launched in 1947. By 1953, the first Bazooka Joe comics made their debut, and the gum's sales expanded into international markets. So Bazooka is 76 years old. Wow. I love the story. I mean, it just got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Lottery stories. I don't know why. I'm fascinated by lottery stories because I like to hear, oh, I never played the lottery and I plunked down a handful of dollars and then I won, you know, millions. So there was a Utah guy who went to Idaho to cash in some small dollar lottery tickets that he had. He had just like a handful in his pocket. It is one of those stories. And his name is J. Refugio Gonzalez Almeida. And he didn't know what he was holding on to, right? He just had him in my pocket. So he goes to cash him in. He makes these trips from Utah to Idaho. And he purchased the Mega Millions tickets for the jackpot drawing. And it was his it wasn't the first time he played the lottery. He said he likes to play the lottery, but just a little, you know, just a little bit. He's not buying up a whole bunch of tickets. And apparently this time he had maybe more than he normally had. Well, it was his lucky day because he had the mega plier and he ended up hitting 1 million, but because he had the mega plier, $3 million. So he didn't win the big one, but $3 million? Wow. You know, when you have two or eight invested in the tickets and you win $3 million, that's a pretty good return, right? You know, people, I love when people say, I bet you've heard this, when they say, well, if I didn't win the whole thing, what's, you know, I don't want to have a handful of the balls, because then I would be thinking if I just had one more, I would have gotten the amazingly huge amount. Are you kidding me? You plunk down a couple of dollars and you end up with $3 million, then you subtract the taxes and, yeah, come on. Oh, I feel really sad that I didn't win the biggest amount. Winning $3 million would be a really big deal. So interesting to see the people smiling when they hold those cheesy big checks up. They look like smiles that I have never seen in my life. And I smile a lot, and I meet a lot of people, but I have not seen smiles like this. Off of some kids' faces, maybe. But, yeah, he was happy. He's happy. All right, some people might be happy. Salary expectations, American salary expectations for a new job rose in July to the highest level since March of 2014. So how about that? Wages, of course, the focal point in the Fed's fight against inflation. In June, the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, said taming wage inflation was an important part of getting inflation down to its 2% goal. July's consumer price index was 3.2%, up from 3% in June. And that's, you know, that's key in looking at that and looking at wage growth and fuel inflation, because we want that inflation to be tamed, right? We don't want to see those interest rates go up, 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 up. That's the problem with the gunk in the housing market. All right, I leave you with this, my friends. Be safe, be sane, be happy. Truly, this is the way.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness, he is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter @KateSDelaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.